Hey, Rock Movers. I cannot wait to introduce you to Season 4's guest. Rock Movers, you are going to love today's guest. Well, you love them all, but today's guest is extra special because she is known as the Quiz Queen. That's right. Catherine O'Leary is an expert in client connection. With over 3 decades in market research and consumer insights, she specializes in attracting ideal clients and boosting revenue. Her approach uses insightful questions to foster strong client relationships and help you grow your business. Join her mission to harness the power of curiosity to connect with your ideal clients today by creating a quiz. Now, some interesting facts about this rock mover. She actually survived working with Apple when Steve Jobs was there, and she worked at BlackBerry during their last dark days. And she survived both with some pretty incredible stories that you'll get to hear a little bit about today on The Rock Movers. Okay, Rock Movers, as you just heard, you are in for a treat today. We get to hear from the amazing Catherine O'Leary. Catherine, thank you so much, so much for joining us today on The Rock Movers. I can't wait to dive into this.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm super excited, Karen.
Well, it is going to be a great show. And again, I told you this off camera, but you're looking very powerful and amazing in your red. And red is a Rock Mover brand color. I usually wear red, but today I just felt I needed to wear blue. And now I know why, because this is all about you and how you are moving rocks for people. So we're going to kick it off with our favorite question. What is the biggest or most instrumental rock that you've had to move in your life?
I think that the most instrumental rock, there's a few of them. I mean, there's the like personal side and
right.
business side, right? So I think recently it's moving from corporate into entrepreneurship and what that meant. Mm-hmm. I thought it was about business, and I was surprised when it turned out to be more about personal development than anything else. And so really moving into that, that power person that is running a business, but also running your own mindset and, getting into that future self and into, thinking ahead 10 years, because in corporate, you think ahead to the next quarter if you're lucky, because that's all you need to do.
Right at the beginning of the year. And then after that, you break it down into 90 day little bites. You're so right. That's so true.
Yeah. And somebody else is looking after the visionary stuff usually. Right. So when you have your own business and you've got your own passion for your business, then you become the visionary. And sometimes it takes a minute to step into that.
It does. It's a big shift. And if you're an entrepreneur, it's something you can't not do. But as you're learning to hone those skills, it is an adjustment to move from an employee mindset to an owner mindset. So you've made this shift, you've made the escape from corporate island, and now you're in this entrepreneurial world. What did that look like, and how did that feel for you to be the dictator of your schedule and the champion of your calendar and all the things that comes with that? And I really want to be real, because we have a lot of people that are listening to this that are just getting started. And I know a lot of the clients I work with, you think it's going to be one thing and it ends up being a dozen others. So what was that like for you?
I really wanted the calendar, right? The schedule.
Right.
I wanted to control my schedule, because where I live at the time, I was commuting 3 hours a day. So that 3 hour daily commute was just kicking my butt, and I'd done it for years and I was just done with it. So I really wanted, and this is pre-COVID, so it was pre, everyone working from home.
Right.
And I really, I really wanted that scheduling. I thought that was going to be the bomb, right? That was going to be it. I was going to be able to use all this time and be super productive, and I was going to be done by noon, and it was all going to be lollipops and rainbows and unicorns. And that's not necessarily what happened. I started in my corporate career, I started with market research and consumer insights, and I spent 30 years doing that. I wasn't sure how to create a entrepreneurial business out of that. I knew I didn't want to be a market research supplier, so I wasn't totally sure how to transfer my skills. So I actually started in network marketing, which, is fantastic. Love the business model. I found out, like, I mean, I found, personal development courses that I was, that I was involved with. Love the courses, love the events, love the people. And what I found out pretty quickly was that I sucked at lead generation. Like, absolutely terrible, awful, doing all the wrong things. And I suddenly had a very expensive hobby where I was spending a lot of money to try and sell this personal development stuff, which obviously I'm not doing well because it's personal development. People really should just be wanting to do it if you're talking to the right people. And I wasn't. So I had a choice to make. I had to either figure it out and figure out how to, make this work, or I had to get back in the car and do the commute again.
I want to pause right there because I feel like so many people get into entrepreneurship because they're chasing something that they're very passionate about and most times really, really good at. But then we learn that when you're the only one in your business, now you're doing all the things. And so the things that you may not love, you may not be great at, can often end up being the roadblocks to your success because you just like for me, for example, I'll be fully transparent. I love coaching. I love building relationships. I love networking. I love being the rainmaker. But I don't love the client acquisition piece and I don't love closing. And so, that tends to be something I will find myself busy, quote unquote. If you're listening to this, not watching it, I'm doing air quotes. So quote unquote busy, right? Which means I'm really distracted doing a lot of things that aren't producing money. They're not producing revenue. They're not revenue generating activities, but they're fun. They're easy. They're distracting, and it's my avoidance technique for not doing the things that are generating money. So that's a whole nother side, not necessarily what you were speaking to, but when things aren't coming easy, that's sometimes what we do to cope with it. So how did you transition out of that, or what happened next for you when you realized, okay, I have this great idea, I have this great passion, I have this great talent, but I'm not getting in front of the right people?
See, it kind of happened backwards for me. So I wasn't passionate necessarily about what I was passionate about was not being in the car, right? Like that's like I just did not want to be in the car anymore. So I found something that I liked, but it wasn't this driving force behind me, which makes it, sometimes difficult to motivate yourself to do it, especially when things aren't going well. Right, your motivation to fix the thing that isn't going well, because it may not be in your wheelhouse, may not be your zone of genius, becomes a little more difficult. The way that I started to get around that, and started to learn a little bit, I had to learn business. I had to learn how to actually become an online business entrepreneur, because that's what I'd signed up for, and I didn't even realize it. So when I actually got a mentor is how I kind of started coming out of this. I joined up and I got some coaching. I got a mentor and he introduced me to QuizFunnels, which somebody else had been teaching. And when I saw that and I got into that and I realized that that could help my network marketing business, I was like, oh, the lights started to go on. And I started to realize that's how I can be using what I've been doing for 30 years in like an entrepreneurial setting. So I tested it out. I tested a quiz out on my own business and I was able to, triple my leads and double my sales. So I was like, okay, this
That's
is now
impressive.
working. I tried it out with a couple of friends who had businesses and they got similar results. And that's when I found the passion, right?
Love
That's
it.
when I started to realize that I can actually help people that were like in my similar situation. Like maybe they do have their passion business, or you know, they've got their business that they really want to push forward and learn more about, and I can help them with their client attraction and with their client retention, you know, all with being curious. Like let's just be a little bit more curious about and ask questions about what people want, need, and desire, and then how can we use that information to actually create the products and services that we're being asked for? We're just not listening. So that's where I kind of went backwards, where I started something so I could get the
Love
schedule.
that. I love
And
that.
then by fixing the problem that I had in that business, I ended up creating what I'm now doing and what I will be doing probably for the rest of my working term. So.
I love it. So, perfect example of how we set out with one thing in mind and life happens or things just go a different direction and we make the pivot, right? So we move a rock. And then we realize, okay, now we get to move another rock. Now we get to move another rock. And now all of a sudden, these rocks that I've moved are not now the path that I get to walk on and the path that people that I'm helping get to walk on behind me.
Exactly.
So I love that. So tell me about this, or tell us about this quiz, the thing that you're doing now, because that seems to be something that actually transformed your business and is now what you're doing to help others move their rocks. People like me who are in the online space, trying to get our name in front of people, trying to get our product in front of people, just so people can find it to see if it's the right fit for them.
Yeah, so I mean the best way to think of a quiz for business side of things, right? Like we're not talking about, you know, your Disney princess or what 80s rock band you are. Those are fun, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about actually businesses creating a conversation with their ideal clients to learn a little bit more about what's keeping them up at night. So like your ideal client, what's that 3 a.m. question that they're struggling with that you can help them with? And that's what you can use as your quiz hook, quote unquote, air quotes, to, you know, what's your number one hurdle, to, you know, scaling to six figures, or what's your market readiness score, or what's your, spiritual superpower? What is it that people are trying to learn about themselves or about their businesses that you can help them with? And then ask some questions right around that. I mean, lead them a little bit to the offer that you want to make, being maybe it's a masterclass, a webinar, a conversation, but don't start with the solution, right? Because a lot of people go in and say, oh, I have this problem. Then, you know, there's all these marketers jumping up and down saying, I've got the solution. You just have to give me your credit card. That's kind of icky. Like that's like, you know, proposing marriage on the first date. So how do we learn about each other a little bit before we go anywhere? Because we may not be a match. So let's just get that out, you know, immediately, and not waste time or money on either side of the conversation to make sure that, you know, if we do get on a call, like you are ready to receive the offer that I'm ready to, you know, present to you.
I love that. So we didn't talk about this in advance, but it just occurred to me. Do you have one that you've created or like something that you've done that you could share screen and just like show those that are listening or that are watching us?
Sure.
'Cause they're going to get to see this on Spotify and on YouTube to see what like, okay, so she's talking about a quiz. I've done 100 different types of quizzes and they all lead, they're a lead magnet. So they go to a place where people are collecting my information. How is yours different? What is it that you do that would be something? So I have a lot of people in my audience that are coaches or they offer some sort of online service. So maybe something that would be like, oh yeah, okay, I totally see how she could help me.
Right. So do you want me to share a screen
Yeah,
then? Is
absolutely,
that
if you can.
okay? Perfect.
So we didn't plan this, y'all. So just have grace with
Just
us.
bear with me. Okay.
But I think you're like giving us such a great idea. And yes, I can see it. So I see uncover the
Perfect.
missing connection gaps that stop you from getting more clients now. Perfect.
So this is actually the quiz. This is my quiz to my
Perfect.
business. So what this is in, I'll tell you what it's intending to do, or what the, my process was. And this is the, you're seeing the final result, but essentially what my clients and a lot of the listeners out there may be struggling with is getting crystal clear on what ideal clients are wanting and needing. Right? We don't tend to do a lot of market research as entrepreneurs, so how can we easily learn a little bit more about where people are struggling and what we can help them with? How can we take people from the problem that they have to our solution, right? In a way that it's a little bit more conversational and they learn a little bit about themselves and how they can solve that 3 a.m. question, or at least part of it. And then how can we show up as the expert that can help them get the rest of the way? And then, what is that mechanism to offer? So this is the client or the quiz that I have going right now, which is all about uncovering the gaps between maybe what your clients want and what you're offering, and how do you communicate better what your solution is. So, if you go in to the quiz, it starts with a really easy question. You want to warm people up a little bit. Do you have an overwhelming abundance of paying clients that you can hardly contain? And the answers are, not quite yet. Or I wish I had a pot of gold worth of paying clients. But alas, it's more like a few shiny coins, or I'm client abundant, but there's always room for more clients. So, this is a question that starts things off. It's a little quirky, it's a little fun, it's my personality. Because what I don't want is people showing up to my, calls or to my webinars and being surprised that like I'm quirky or whatever. They were expecting really, button down or whatever, and I'm not that
Or
anymore,
you
at
act
least.
silly and you really are buttoned down, right? It needs to be your voice. It needs to be your authentic voice.
And
And
it
I
needs
think
to be your
that's
brand voice,
Yes, I
right?
love that. That's something that I feel like when you outsource things to a VA or to another company, if they don't capture your voice, there's such a disconnect, you lose people on the real call.
The next question, it starts to get, so you want to go, basically you want to go a little bit more general and start funneling down into how you can help them. So similar to if Karen, if you and I were sitting down at coffee and you said, you know what, I'm just not quite connecting with my ideal clients and I'm not sure why. These are the types of questions that I'd probably ask you before I ever jump to a solution, because I don't know enough about what's going on in your business to offer you a solution yet. So these questions that we're going through now, are those questions that I might ask in person, right? Just to get to know exactly what's going on. So the next question is, which of the following best describes your potential client interactions? The blind date specialist. Honestly, I feel like I'm always on a blind date and I never know who I'm going to end up with. Or I'm the dater. I have a lot of interactions. I sort of know my ideal client type, but it can sometimes feel like a sea of faces. Or the soulmate seeker. I know my ideal clients intimately, like a perfect partner. I know their needs, their desires, and what keeps them up at 3 a.m. Right? This is a very easy question for me to ask my ideal clients. Do you know your target audience? Like, do
So
you know your
basically,
ideal?
it's not at all, a little bit, or yep, I know who they are. I just need to get in front of them.
Right. And it doesn't always have to be like a rating scale, like, where one is this and five is that. You can mix things up, and I had a little bit of a playful, I'm the blind date specialist, or I'm the soulmate seeker, right? The next question, imagine it's 3 a.m. and one of your ideal clients can't sleep because they're worried about the problem you can solve. How would they best describe their worry in their own words? So
Okay, I
this
love this. So now
question,
we're getting inside their head.
exactly. This question is me asking you, how well do you know the language that they're using, and can you articulate, the exact problem that they have to solve, right? It was a lot of words just there, right? And this is a little bit more fun. And you're like, I have no idea, not a clue. Never really considered how they put it in their specific words, or I'm guessing, or I have a good notion, or I'm an expert. I know exactly what they're losing sleep over. I can practically hear their 3 a.m. worry rants in my sleep. That's how well I understand their language. This tells me at the back end, whether or not we need to spend some time doing maybe some market research on the language patterns of your ideal clients, right? The next question. Okay, now let's talk about how well your clients know you. Finish this sentence. When it comes to my ideal clients, I am like what? The best kept secret? An associate? A trusted colleague? A best friend? Right? So how well do your clients like basically how much visibility do you have? And how well are you known to your clients? And a lot of my clients feel like they're the best kept secret. Next question. Now that we've learned about your understanding of your clients and vice versa, let's focus on your client's journey from problem to solution. How well do you understand this path and can identify their progress? Right? So this is me trying to get them to think through, okay, I know the problem that they're solving, I know my solution. Do I know the little bitty steps in between that can help them understand why my solution is right for them? Right. So I'm not really sure, haven't given it much thought. I have some idea, but it's not always clear. I've done my homework. I can generally plot their path, or I understand their journey so well, I can navigate it in my sleep. Right. So again, it's like not a clue down to total, like super expert. Next question. Once people get to your offered solution, what are your next steps? Right. So this is just about follow-up. I usually don't have a next step planned out. I wait for them to reach out to me. I follow up with additional resources, or I immediately pitch them on my offer. Right. So this just gives me in the back end as a business owner a sense of, what follow-up is going on and maybe, what we need to talk about there. It's also teaching the person going through the quiz as, oh, I hadn't thought of the follow-up yet. Maybe I need to think about that. Oh, crap, right?
Oops, there's a gap.
And then we've touched on a number of components of your client attraction strategy. Which of these components is your biggest priority right now? Understanding and articulating my client's 3 a.m. worries, guiding my clients along their journey from problem to solution, becoming the go-to expert in my topic for my ideal clients, or following up with potential clients so I don't leave anyone hanging. So which one of these is your biggest priority? Which one do you need to fill right now, or do we need to work on immediately? So if I go there, final question. Imagine that you have a client attraction system that attracts only the highest quality leads, converts and convert to your ideal clients. What would that do for your business right now? This is just a little bit of forward thinking, like, hey, a year from now, we've got your client attraction strategy all worked out. Exactly, how are you feeling? And this is a check all that apply. I'm confident, I'm saving time, I'm, reducing stress. Then we are gonna answer the results are in. I want to see my results. And my client attraction gap is client clarity, right? So now what I've done in my system is I've told my system to say, okay, you know what? Catherine is needing help on client clarity at that 3 a.m. question. Send her the report that talks all about it. But by the way, if you wanted to quickly see what's going on with that, here's a video. And if you want to sign up for the next client attraction mastery class, here's a button that you can do. You can go ahead and do that. So this is the, here's what this means. Here's what you can do about fixing your client attraction gap. That's in the report and the video. And if you want to learn more, let's invite you to the next step.
I
And that
love
next
it.
step actually goes then to a page where you can sign up for the class.
Got
That
it.
makes
So
sense?
your next step then is you help educate them a little bit on this topic. And that's how you help them move the rock of trying to attract these high quality leads.
Exactly.
I love it. So what has been, I guess, the biggest aha moment for you in this process now that you're helping? So you've moved your rock. You've gotten out of the 3 hour commute. You got those 3 hours back, and now you're serving in a really big way. What has been the biggest aha moment or biggest revelation about now serving and helping others move their rocks?
I think so that's a great question, and I'm going to go back to the comment that entrepreneurship is the biggest personal development you'll ever do. And it's really about the mindset work that you need to do, as well as stepping into that visionary role of your business, and because you're wearing all the hats to begin with, and that can be overwhelming. But then once you realize that you really have to offload that somehow, to other people, to other sources, to like get their processes in place in order to step into that visionary role, in order to move, in order for this to be like the business or the empire that you really want it to be, that takes that's a mental shift. That has nothing to do with your task list or making sure you've got this funnel set up or that funnel set up or this email sequence. That's necessary. Those are the tactics. That's not the strategy. The strategy is really, it's in the mindset, and that's the biggest move that I've had to really kind of get my, my head into.
Oh gosh, I see that with pretty much every aspect of entrepreneurship is that everything starts between our ears. The biggest hurdles, the biggest revelations, the ideas, the vision, the blocks, everything happens between, in our thoughts and in our minds. And the amazing part of that is that's the only part we can control.
Well, and then there's also the flip side of accountability. It's hard to hold yourself accountable. Like
Tremendously.
it's easy to let, I mean, I fire myself every day, like honestly, I mean, holy crap, I'm the worst boss ever. Like I'm always getting fired. But like, I mean, you got to get there's a point, there's a tipping point where you kind of get over the I need to motivate myself versus I'm in the mindset that I'm creating my future, and these are the steps that I need to create in order to be the person that I want to be in 5 or 10 years. And that's going back to what we were talking about. The entrepreneur needs to think in longer term visions than maybe the senior directors and below for a corporation.
Okay, good. So I'll edit that out. My speaker or my microphone just randomly in this retrograde will shift to another microphone. It just like trips over. So that's lovely. Okay. So what was I gonna ask? You were talking about the mental hurdles. I don't know where I was going, but
Firing
just,
myself.
oh yes. So as your, okay, so we're gonna break, come back. So you mentioned that you are like just constantly aware of the challenge that entrepreneurs are facing, right? Being the solo business owner or a small business owner, trying to do all the things. When did you see that this was such a gift, this quiz, that you could take that one piece of the client acquisition for other entrepreneurs and help them with that piece And how do you see, let me rephrase that. Okay, we're going to stop, edit this out. I want to ask this the right way so that they, how do your ideal clients know that this is the solution for them? Because if I'm an entrepreneur, so let's say me, people like me, that I am out there and I have such a heart for what I do, but acquiring clients, getting the right people in front of me so that they can find me. How is this piece going to what you do, being this quiz queen and having this amazing resource that really helps me articulate what I do different, helps my ideal client see that my solution is the one for them? How do I merge the two to find you and begin to work with you? Like, what would that process look like? So obviously I would take your quiz.
Yeah, that's the best first step, at least. For sure, is quizformybiz.com, and I believe that'll be in the show notes. So
yes, we'll put all of that, you'll be able to connect with Catherine in the show notes. But once I've taken that and I see, okay, this really could help me, how do you work with them through that process? Because we go through it and then I watch the class. Then what's next?
Yeah, well, so the next step is deciding, right? Deciding that you're done with unqualified leads, wasting your time, deciding that you're ready to create a client attraction system that's a process. And it's not just a one-off, like, here's your PDF. This is actually now a conversation, and a loop that you can continually be learning from. So, you know, how do we get you started is with, like, you know, getting your quiz launched. And we can do that a few different ways. There's a done by you, course. There's also, done with you, where I work directly with, your team and make sure that, you know, we get the quiz questions and everything up and running. In your personality style and your, you know, with your, segments that you want to be using. And yeah, that's pretty much how we work with our clients.
And then where do you put your quiz? Like, how do people find the quiz? So if you were to help me create a quiz, what do I do with that then? Like, do I just put it on my website? Do I put it on my social media? Cause that I think is the next thing, is like, people invest in courses or they invest in help and then they've got the resource, but then what do I do with it to get it in front of people, to get eyeballs on it?
That's a fantastic question. I love that you asked it. So no, don't just put it on your website and leave it there and let it sit, because it's thirsty and it needs traffic, right? So you want to be using it. You want to be driving people to do the quiz. You want to be collecting that information. So what I love about quizzes is that they're platform agnostic. And what I mean by that is that it can sit on your social media. It can, you know, it can be in your posts. It can be something that you drop in a networking event. If you're podcast guesting, it can be your free gift. If you're podcast hosting, it can be your free gift. On your summits, on, you know, you can use it in campaigns or even with JV partners. So it becomes the backbone to all of the different bubbles of the marketing that go into your funnel. And everyone goes through the quiz as a filter to make sure that they're your ideal clients. And then you can go forward from there, inviting them to the masterclass or the call or the, you know, whatever that next step is for you.
So it almost becomes your business card.
Business card. I call it your wingman or your wingwoman. Like,
love
it's
it.
Always there when you're marketing, right? So what I typically, you know, encourage people to do is, what lights you up for your marketing? Like, what are the two or three things that light you up for marketing? And then use your quiz to just amplify that and make sure that you are getting the right people in through your into your doors. Doesn't have to be, if you're not a TikTok person, I'm not saying go off and be a TikTok person. I'm saying, you know, like you and I talked earlier, you love networking, you love podcasting. So use your quiz there. I'm not saying that you have to go off and all of a sudden start doing a whole bunch of JV partnerships in order to make the quiz work. That's not how it happens. You can drive traffic to it from wherever you are. In fact, the other day somebody asked me in the grocery store, "What do you do for a living?" I was like, "You know what? The best way to figure it out is take my quiz." I gave her the link, right? Dropped it in the grocery store. You can drop it anywhere.
I love it. So it just becomes an extension of how you introduce yourself, how you share. It's almost like a part of your pitch.
It can be, yes, it can be that, but you can also, be posting about it. And the other thing that you want to be doing is looking at the results and creating conversations around the results. Like, let's do a poll on one of the questions. I mean, we went through my questions. I've done that several times where, wow, it really seems odd that everyone is a blind date specialist. Do you feel like that? And you can start conversations based on the information that you're getting. So don't just use it as an intake form and a glorified email capture. You're getting a lot of really good information on the back end. Use that too.
So, do you use a certain platform or service to host it? Is that proprietary to you, or is it something that you have access, like anybody would have access to it? Like, where is that housed?
So there's several ways that it's kind of like a client relationship management system. Like, it depends on your budget, depends on, how technical you are. It's platform agnostic, really. So I have a few partners that I recommend because they're easy to use. They have good templates, but you can use JotForms to do this if you want. Just make sure it looks like a quiz and each question is on its own, like you saw with mine. Mine was on JotForm. That, just don't make it look like a mortgage application on Google Forms. That's all. Like, just make sure that it doesn't look like, you're trying to sign away your firstborn, and you'll be fine.
I love it. So it's not like it's a you have to buy my system and you have to buy my platform and because that sometimes is the case when you buy into a program or a course, you kind of start down the rabbit hole, and now you're like locked into using only their resources. And that feels very captured because then you're locked in
So
there.
I would follow up to say, yes, you can use JotForm if you're technically savvy. If you're not, then I would probably suggest investing in a quiz platform that's going to help you and have technical support behind the scenes, because there is some technical stuff behind there that can get a little tricky, like making sure that your email triggers are happening in the background. I don't want to bore everyone with that, but that's where things can fall apart a little bit. So if you're not technical savvy, then I would say invest in the platform. If you're going to invest the time to create a system, then make sure that you get the right system, like the right actual platform in place as well.
Yeah, because you spend all this time on the front end and then you don't capture or follow up. What's the reason, right? What's the
Yeah,
purpose? So
exactly.
love that. So biggest takeaway that you want people to have from this today would be what?
Be
Be
curious,
curious.
ask questions. Like, that's where we're going. People are cynical a little bit, from, the immediate, oh, I have a solution just for you, and it's, only available for the next 12.2 seconds. So, click buy now. Like, people are done with that. They're tired of it. It's about deepening client relationships and like making sure that you're working with the people that you love and who love you. So let's just make that process easier. And the best way that I know how to do that is asking questions up front and getting really curious, super, super curious about what's going on with their business, what's like how you can help them. Maybe you can't, and that's okay. Maybe you're sending them to, like a friend of yours or a JV partner. That's totally fine. Like, making sure that you're putting the clients first. And I think that the best way to do that right off the bat is, tell me more about you. Tell me more about where you're at. What's going on with you?
Yeah, I love that. It's always better to serve first, to come from what I call, and I love the book. It's called a go-giver mentality, right? You're always starting with that, leading with service, leading with a servant's heart, and giving. How can I help you? So your quiz literally gives people the steps, if they're paying attention, like, oh, I should be thinking about this. Oh, I should have this. I should have that. I should have all of these things in place to not have any gaps. And so you immediately are giving up front. And I love that. So, final question, and I love asking this because I've learned so many great resources, including one of my guests told me about the Remarkable. So,
Oh, yep.
what is the one thing or the, I guess, one of the things that is absolutely making your life easier, better, ease and flow, whatever it is, like, what is your favorite resource right now that just makes your life better?
Yeah, I am obsessed with Zapier and how
Okay.
Zapier can actually make my life easier. In setting up my podcast and the materials for my podcast, or setting up conference calls or Calendly links and so on. And yeah, I'm obsessed with that workflow and making sure that I do it once, and then it's constantly running in the background. So that's I'm kind of I'm learning all the ins and outs because there's a lot more than you could do on Zapier than I thought you could.
Yeah, so for those that aren't familiar with Zapier, it's about automation, automating your whole world. And so as Catherine said, you input something, create a process and a flow, and then when someone comes in and they trip the beginning, so they bring, they do your quiz, it just automatically starts a succession of follow-ups and emails and texts or whatever it is that you want to go. So I love that resource. Thank you for sharing it. I have not dove into Zapier as much. I've started using it, but there is a lot. It's a lot.
There's a
So
lot, yeah.
having someone that
Especially
can
with coupling it with AI.
Oh, that just took it to a whole nother level, right?
there's some really cool things that you can do. So,
Wow.
yeah.
So, okay. So, Zapier, if you are looking to automate, create processes and flows to simplify your back end, your follow up, and to make sure you're not missing opportunities and really capturing and nurturing relationships, that is a great resource. Thank you for sharing that. Any final words as we wrap up and finish off our bag? Because Rock Movers is about moving the rocks out of the bag and the lessons in the bag. So, what's the final lessons or final words for our listeners today?
Yeah, I think it's just again, just ask. Be curious. Ask questions. It's gonna take you so much further than assuming.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much for sharing your quiz world and all of your rocks and experiences and lessons with us today. Just such a delight. And I hope that my listeners will check in with you. And again, what is the best way to find you? Where do you live the most? LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, or just on your site?
LinkedIn is definitely a place to find me. You can find me. I'm the quiz queen on LinkedIn, so you can find me there. And then quizformybiz.com. Take the
Okay.
quiz and you'll end up in my on my radar.
Okay, great. Thequizqueen.com and or just search Quiz Queen and you can get connected to Catherine. Thank you again so much. We just absolutely appreciate you. And as we always say, everything is a choice and you have a choice to move the rocks in your world. So keep moving those rocks.